a dua for depression and for feeling stressed. First of all, whatever you feel negatively, this is from shaitan. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in so many verses of the Quran that the shaitan intimidates you and he makes you afraid of his servants. The shaitan wants to depress you by two speaking in isolation while you're there and not being able to hear what they're saying, and there's no one else in the room except the three of you. So by them doing najwa and talking to one another and whispering in one another's ears, this would make you sad and depressed because you think they might be talking about you, and this is prohibited in Islam. And this is the handy craft and handy work of Satan. So what to do? First of all, put all of your worries and trouble to Allah Azza wa Jal, because Allah holds the heavens and the earth so that they would not fall. So never think that your worries and trouble are so big or huge. They're nothing to Allah Azza wa Jal. So put your trust, dependence and reliance on Him. No matter what people do to you, no matter how much they aggravate you or try to sadden you or try to pressure you, leave it all behind. And you have Allah Azza wa Jal who has everything in His hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So turn to Him, and He is your protector and He is your savior, and He will take care of them. Once you have this full dependence and reliance on Allah Azza wa Jal, you will find that your chest is expanding and you feel much, much comfortable. The best dua, whenever you're in stress or in distress, the best dua whenever you have a calamity is the dua of Yunus when he was in the belly of the whale. Peace be upon him. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. There is no God worthy of being worshipped except you. Glory be to you. I admit that I have been among the aggressors. So if you do this and you repeat this and you put your trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, know for sure that Allah Azza wa Jal will be there for you and He will make all your worries go away. With this, we come to the conclusion.